Fuck, do it motherfucking do, boy. It's your boy Guapo Automatic. I had an outstanding motherfucking weekend. My boy Lawrence came through. We did brunch a bunch of times. Me, Lawrence, Cash, my roommate, you know what I'm saying? Us three, we did brunch with a few other people. Hit the club spots out. Wild out, drinking all that. The first night was so funny to me because usually I'm the one that drinks way more than everybody else. But this time I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit back, chill this time. I'm going to still drink. You know, I'm going to get my swerve on and all that. I'm going to do what I do my thug thizzle. But let me not get blackout, don't remember shit the next day drunk. Let me sit back, you know, get drunk, but kind of observe, see what everybody else doing, see what everybody else got going on. And the shit was just hilarious. It just reinforced to me that I am the drink champ. Drink your ass under the table like a doctor. Like my boy Joey Coco Diaz be saying this shit. You know what I'm saying, man? So them niggas was out for the count. You feel me? This chair is squeaky as fuck. Them niggas was out for the count. But, you know what I'm saying? Your boy held it down. I did what I do. We went to brunch with this one chick I know, and she brought some of her friends. I don't even know why I'm saying this, but it was just so funny to be one of the girls. Somehow I brought up Kaepernick or some shit, or somebody brought up Kaepernick, and you know, I don't know, she just struck me as like one of them fake woke type people. Like, and I was like, yo, how old are you? She was like 24 or some shit, and right then and there I was like, oh, so you don't even know enough to know what the fuck you be talking about. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, normally I'm all up for debates. I say debate in a nice way. I'm all up to argue. I love to fucking argue. Let's fucking argue. I love arguing. One of my favorite pastimes and present times. But in this case, I could feel that I was too drunk to be able to articulate my position and win an argument like I wanted to. And I could tell that she was not drunk at all. I mean, I'm like 10 bottomless mimosas in. She had half of one, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm not going to win this argument because my thoughts are going to be all over the place. There's a bunch of people watching. I got an audience. I can't risk losing this fucking argument. So I just shut it down. Whatever. You think whatever you want to think. I ain't even going to engage you on the shit. And the day went on and everything was fine. We all had a good time. So it is what it is. But I want to get into talking about what I really been thinking about today. I've been watching like a few videos on ESPN and Fox. So ESPN, First Take, you know what I'm saying? Stephen A. Smith and all them boys. And Undisputed with, you know, Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, Uncle Shay, what it do? And they was talking about this whole cheating shit with the Houston Astros and shit. Listen, I don't fuck with baseball at all. I just can't rock with this shit. Like, play baseball? Like, I played baseball when I was a jit and all that shit. It was cool, but I just can't watch it. It's too fucking slow for me. Not enough excitement. You barely get excitement in baseball to me when you're watching the highlights. Or like the World Series. So they go to show you how interesting I think baseball is to watch. And I also read a thing on ESPN where I guess LeBron like tweeted out like Rob Manfred, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to listen to the players and you got to get this shit right because apparently he ain't hand out enough punishment. So for those of y'all that's unaware, I guess the Astros, you know what I'm saying, they was stealing signs and shit. And apparently that's just like a baseball pastime. Like, that's just some shit they do. They steal signs and shit, but they had apparently come up with some sophisticated way of doing it. And then they were saying Jose Altuve was wearing some shit under his fucking jersey and shit. And that's why, you know, he hit like a walk-off home run or whatever the fuck he did in a ninth inning. And the team was going crazy. And he was like, yo, like, kind of looked like he was signaling like, you know, don't be fucking with my shirt and shit. Because maybe, I guess, you know, a lot of speculation that that's where the cheating device was was being held and shit. And, you know, who the fuck knows? And to me, cheating in sports is such a tricky thing because it's like, obviously, just like anything with life, it's levels to shit. You know, fact, we know everybody cheats. We just stick to baseball. We know all baseball players, or, you know, maybe not every single player, but most players and teams cheat in some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion. But then there's levels to it. You know, it's, you know, trying to gain a competitive advantage versus putting a complex, sophisticated system into place to gain a competitive advantage. And on one end, on one side, I feel like cheating is cheating at the end of the day. It don't matter if it's a little way to cheat or a big way to cheat. Bring the gavel down, bring that shit down hard so that motherfuckers get the picture that this shit ain't gonna be tolerated. I know a lot of people are saying that they should have the world title vacated, like they shouldn't be able to call themselves champions, confiscate the motherfucking trophy, take their rings back and shit, but don't then give the title to the Dodgers or whoever the fuck they played. I don't even know who they played in the World Series. Who the fuck knows? I think it was the Dodgers. But I don't even know if, like, I mean, they did win even though they cheated. But at the end of the day, they won. So, like, is a position like, well, if you can get away with it, cool. Well, obviously, they didn't get away with it because they got caught. But in the moment, if you can get away with it and the outcome happens, I mean, hey, you got the shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, whatever y'all find out later, oh, fucking well. But then, you know, on the same token, you can't really say that because they did fucking cheat. I don't know, man. I you know, how far back does the cheating go? How long they've been stealing signs? It's like, if you take away that world championship from them, then it's like, well, how far back does this go? Do you take away wins? Do you take away the whole season? Maybe they've been doing this shit for 3 fucking seasons, you know, I didn't know. So do you take away all 3 of those seasons that happened in the book? At this point, I think they did the right thing. Fire the general manager. Fire, you know, they can't fire the owner. Well, I'm sure they can. That nigga from the Clippers got fired. But fire the head honchos involved, because as far as my understanding goes, this was more of an organizational thing than it was, you know, individual. Not saying that individual players weren't complicit in it. Obviously, they was. But this was more of an organizational thing. It wasn't like, oh, we found out this dude was taking motherfucking steroids or, you know what I'm saying, goddamn buffalo tranquilizers, some shit like that. So I think they did the right thing, man. You know what I'm saying? They get to keep the championship. You know, I guess put an asterisk by the shit. Everybody will know forever, like, oh, yeah, well, you know, them niggas did win it 20 years ago, but them niggas did cheat. You know what I'm saying? That's some shit that the players got to live with, the city got to live with, unfortunately, because ain't no fair to them. They ain't did shit. But that shit is just motherfucking wild to me, man. And that's all I really got for this podcast today. I'm sipping on a little bit of some tequila and some other shit, simple syrup and some other kind of alcohol to mix with the shit to make like this mixed drink. And all I have now is this shit that I used to mix with it, which has alcohol in it too. I'm drinking the rest of it because I need to get back on my grizzy, man. I'm getting back on my, I'm not drinking during the week shit, during the weekdays. Just drink on a weekend, like one day, either Saturday or Sunday or Friday, you know what I'm saying? Depending on what's going on. Who the fuck knows? Don't sue me. But yeah, that's all I got for y'all today. Stay black, you dig?